Now that I have thoroughly disrupted the service downstairs with all the bass. So, last week, what did we talk about? How to change the stereotypes of Christians. So, how do we change the stereotypes of Christians? Be better Christians. Read the Bible and pray more.
Change yourself.
Change yourself. Nothing else? Sorry. So, some of the things that we do as Christians create this bad stereotype. Most of the time, those things become habits. So for the next couple weeks, we're going to talk about changing our habits to where we get to change the stereotype. Okay? Bad habits keep us from being what we want to be. Good habits help change us into the person that we want to be. Got it? Everybody on board? All right. So, everybody on the count of three, give me a habit that can change your faith. One, two, three. Wow, really? I didn't know it was that hard. One habit that can shape your faith. Okay, so Ivy is the reason we have the stereotype because her habit is alcoholism. Yeah, that's not why. Okay, so let's try this one more time, okay? On three. If I made fun of alcoholism, it's probably not the bad things. Okay, so let's try this again. One, two, three. Hey. Wow. Why was that so difficult? Do I get to answer somebody's phone?
Let me answer, Ethan.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Come here. Let's play the music in the microphone.
No.
No? You don't want to play the music in the microphone? Oh, Is that a habit that can shape your faith?
What?
That music. It's not a habit that, okay. All right, so if I took all of those answers, wrapped them all into one, what I could put it down to is spending time with God.
Being a Christian and accepting
to
be in the Bible.
Okay, so one habit that can shape your faith is spending time with God. I don't know what you think about when you hear that. Maybe some of you love it. Maybe some of you are terrified of it or sitting here going, that seems really weird. Okay?
Nice.
Sounds nice. So, we're going to take a look at a couple of things and somebody who spent a lot of time with God. Okay? So, Ivy, Mark 1:35. It is in the Bible. Would you look it up for me? Alex, Mark 6:46. Okay, Ethan wants Luke 5:16. And Mariah, give us Luke 6:11-12.
I'll have not in the book number 470.
Oh, you want Matthew 14:13? Okay. I don't think she heard you. All right, Ivy, really look it up. Mark 1:35. Mark 6:46. Luke 8. Luke 5:16. Okay, then stay there for a minute. Luke 6:11-12. And then Matthew 14:13. All right, Ivy, go. Oh, my goodness. Mark 1:35. I'm going to go back to putting the Bibles in the chair so that this isn't a hassle. It's called Bible. Okay. Mark 6:46. Okay. Luke 5:16. Luke 6:11-12. Matthew 14:13. All right, so pretty clear, Jesus spent a lot of time with God, yes? When did he do this? Every day? Whenever he was in need? What else? What else in those verses did we get told? He was by himself? He likes to leave? He prayed? Yeah. When he was tired, when he was grieving, when he was in need,
when he heard something.
So for Jesus, spending time with God was a habit. Yeah, but a hobby, like, I have hobbies that I don't necessarily do every day. And if I don't do it, it's like not really a deal. So you do that every day?
Yes.
Okay. And if you don't cry, do you feel bad?
Yes, and then I cry.
Thank God I'm not a teenage girl. Shut up. So, anyways, I'm not saying you've got to spend all night alone on a mountain. I'm just saying that our job as Christians is to learn from Jesus' example. And what did he do? Made a habit of spending time with God. Okay? Jesus spent time with God the same way we spent time with our friends and family. Or maybe by yourself, I guess. Okay? And he didn't really have the ability to just, like, text God. Like, hey, yo, I'm having an issue. But they stayed in constant communication. Okay, always talking. Okay, one of the big things that, you know, has come up recently in some of our study at Men's Bible Study is how many times can you guys remember right before Jesus did a miracle that he would stop and pray?
All of them.
You think so?
98% of the time.
You think so? So what do we think? How many of the miracles did he pray for beforehand? Beforehand. Yeah, I'm talking about for that thing. Like, hey, I want to heal this person, so he's going to pray about it. The answer to the question is very few. Yeah, most of the time it was like, hey, this person's sick, and Jesus is like, get up and walk. It wasn't like, hang on, let me ask God if I can do this real quick. Okay, hang on. God said, it's okay. You can walk now. All he did is did it. It was a constant communication. He'd get up in the morning and get prayed up, ready for the things that he was going to go out and do that day. It didn't have to be a stop and pray, okay, does God want me to heal this person? I'm not really sure if that's what he wants me to do or not. All he had to do was just do it. Hey, you're healed. Boom, done. Hey, you know what? There's not enough food to feed these people. Done. I mean, go back and read the feeding of the 5,000. Was it like, God, I pray that you would bless this food so that it would feed all of these people, turn these 5 loaves of bread and these 2 fish into 20,000 people's worth of food? No, he's like, God, thank you for this food. Poof, here's 1,000 pieces of food. This is what he did. He's in constant communication. Like, he didn't have to stop and say, is this what God wants me to do? He just knew because it was a continuous walk. A continuous communication. Think about it. If you're doing something and the thought runs through your head, my parents are not going to approve of this. How do you know that?
Conscience.
Your conscience?
Holy Spirit.
So the Holy Spirit tells you what your parents are not going to like.
No, like you know what your parents aren't going to like.
How do you know what your parents aren't going to like? Because you've done it before. Because you have a relationship with them. You know what they expect. So why is it that we have so hard of a time being like, I wonder what God wants me to do? We don't talk to him. So what if we spent more time talking to him instead of asking questions of him? God, what college do you want me to go to? Really? You don't think he's just going to open that door and make that clear without a specific prayer of what you want to do? And I'll give you guys another hint. Sometimes there's not a right answer. No, it's not that difficult. God, do you want me to go to UNT or UTA? Man, both good answers.
He doesn't answer.
I want you to be a witness wherever you go. Neither one is going to drastically change your future.
It could.
It could. And if that's where he wants you to go, he'll lay that out. But maybe his answer is, I'm good either way.
Not you. That's God's answer.
I was going to say, dang. Sarah just told me to shut up in my sermon. You can come preach. So, Jesus understood that time with God grows your relationship with him. So if we want to know the heart of God, we want to know what he wants us to do, we want to know his will, that takes time. Okay, my daughter knows what I want her to do most of the time. She came in yesterday and she came home yesterday and did not want to come in the house. Because she knew if she came in the house, she was going to be in trouble. She knew what I expected of her, and what she did when she was at daycare was going to get her in trouble.
What's she doing?
It's irrelevant. I'm saying she knew what to expect. She stood there at the door going, I don't want to go inside. I don't want to go inside. I don't want to go inside. She was crying. Emily's like, no, you need to go inside and tell your daddy what you did. I don't want to go inside. I don't want to go inside.
Didn't you already know what she did?
No, I didn't know.
Communication.
Emily told me.
Communication. I thought they sent you an email so you already knew.
No, they told Emily when she picked her up. Yeah. We're not that advanced. It's daycare. It's not like school. They're not sending no emails.
Your child recently attacked 5 kids and left them injured in the hospital?
Yeah, not my kid. So, anyways, I get it. Sometimes we sit here and say, man, I don't really want to spend time with God. That doesn't sound like fun. I go hang out with my friends because that's fun. That's enjoyable. But somehow sitting in silence, waiting for God to talk to me, who doesn't actually, like, talk in an audible voice, does not sound exciting. But does anybody realize that, like, that's not the only way to talk to God? You can talk to him in a busy room. With the Bible on your nose like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear God, what's the answer to one?
Okay.
What's the answer to two?
Send me an answer key.
Send me an answer key. So obviously one of the easy ways is praying and reading scripture. But what about worship?
Worship is important.
Is worship sitting in silence?
Okay.
What about like dancing? Okay. Moving on. What about dancing?
You can dance. Josh Pop Battle of Derek.
That's gonna be in everybody's head the rest of the night now.
Okay.
So what about drawing?
You can draw a cross.
Okay. Do we need to take an Abraham break?
Yes.
No. What about just going outside and going for a walk?
Jesus wants you, ugly person.
Only Sarah. Bro, you are so ugly.
Jesus loves you. But just remember, Jesus loves you.
Wow. So, sometimes, realistically, it's not just sitting in silence all the time. Obviously, that's necessary. It's easier for God to talk when you don't have all the distractions around. Kind of like me. It's easier for God to talk or for me to talk when y'all aren't talking. So sometimes we do need time to listen. Sometimes we need that time in silence. But it's okay to not sit in a cute little Indian-style position with your hands folded like this going, okay, God. We're going to hang out. And just wait. Okay. While we may have things in common, the way we spend time with God is not going to be the same. Is it bad if you don't have a relationship with God? No.
I think because, like, when you just start out, you don't really have a relationship with God. But I think, like, as you, like, grow as a Christian, I definitely think, like, I've never heard him.
Okay. Anybody else want to just let Sarah preach? Because that was good. Go ahead and just repeat that again, because
okay.
I'm not kidding. That was good. Like, I'll quit. But is there time spent? Okay. What's my favorite color?
Blue. Black.
Okay. Just in case anybody's aware of anything, I'm not talking to the peanut gallery right now. Okay. What's my favorite color? What's my favorite food?
Spaghetti.
What? Okay. Why don't you know? Why don't you know these answers? Sarah. Derek, go get me that gaff tape back there. Why don't you know these answers? Okay. Why don't you know me like that? Yeah, yeah. It's, Caleb can always give you the Sunday school answer, no matter what. No matter what. Okay? Okay. It's, we don't hang out like that. So if you want to know those things about me, you're going to be like, Aaron, let's go hang out. Okay? Don't do that. Okay. So, nah, yeah. But realistically, if you want to know those things about God, you're going to be like, hey, God, let's go hang out. And he's going to literally say, I'm right here, just waiting, Hannah, waiting on you. So you want to know what God's like? It's in the book. You want to know what his favorite color is? It's right there. I give you a hint. It's purple.
It's red because of blood.
It's purple.
Red.
Oh,
God's
purple? Purple is the color for royalty. He is the King of Kings.
I think it's red. There's a lot of
blood in the blood. Okay, so let me see if you're telling me his favorite color is red.
Yes.
Okay, so he loved sending Jesus and killing him. Yeah, I didn't think so. It's purple. So, either way, I'm just saying, if you want to know these things about God, you've got to choose to spend time with him. Read the Bible. Pray. Hang out with other people that know about him. It's our job to be more like Jesus, and so find people that walk, talk, act, and sound like Jesus, and find out what they're like. If I said, Hannah, here's the deal. I want you to know everything there is to know about me, but we're never going
to talk
again.
Talk to your friend.
How would you find these things out?
Emily.
You'd talk to people I knew. So you don't have the ability to walk up and like sit down and have a conversation with like, good luck on my social media. There's nothing on there. The only thing that's on there is Karis. So you can find out I love my daughter. You can't legitimately sit down and have this conversation with physical Jesus. So you've got to have a relationship here or talk to other people that know about him. That's how that relationship is going to grow. It's going to take time. No different than if you and I went to go hang out. It wouldn't be like, okay, Aaron, answer these 20 questions. Okay, we're best friends. Not really. So, why does that hurt? Okay. It's got to become a thing where we spend time with God because we want to, not out of an obligation. Okay. I'm not going to, starting next week, have a cute little like paddle up here and start asking, did you spend time with God? No. Okay, that's four spankings. Okay, that's not going on.
Let me hit them.
No, shh. We've got to spend time with God because we want to. Because it's something that we desire to do. It's something we want to do. Okay? It's a relationship that we want to build, that we want to foster. We've got to spend time with him at the same times that we spend time with the people that we like. Okay? You hang out with your friends when you're happy. You hang out with your friends when you're sad because you want somebody to lift you up. You just hang out with your friends when you're mad because you want somebody to gossip with. You're, okay, of all the things tonight, you don't to shake your head on, that's not the one you want to shake your head on. Okay. You hang out with your friends when you've got bad news that you want to get off your chest. Okay. Time grows our relationship. We've got to spend the time. You want to know him, spend the time. So for the next few weeks, like I said, we're going to focus on different habits to build this relationship, different things to make this relationship grow. Pick one and start trying to figure out how you can implement it. Take this one, say, okay, seriously, for the rest of the month, for the next month, I'm going to do everything I can to spend more time with God every single day. If you're spending 0 minutes right now, just try five.
I like 5 minutes.
If you're spending five, try 10.
Is 8 minutes okay?
You got to start somewhere.
I can never pray for 10 minutes at a time. I'm like,
you know how to pray for 8 minutes at a time?
No.
Sit down and pray. I'm telling you, it's so much easier than it seems when you just sit down and decide to do it.
Like, grab a piece of paper and just start listing off things that you like, make a quick list of like five things you need to pray about, and just start thoughtfully praying for each one of them. And then as you pray, you'll have things come to mind, and you just keep going and look up.
That never happens to
me. It will.
It's like I list all my stuff and like,
it will take a bit of mental concentration.
It will come. Like, we literally have a guy in men's Bible study that, like, 6 months ago was like, yeah, praying for about 45 seconds is my limit. And what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, he sat down and prayed for an hour with us. Like, it was nothing. Don't tell him that, because Jesus criticized the Pharisees for praying out loud. So don't make him an A1 prayer. But no, it's really true. It's like, hey, if you want to learn how to play baseball, you don't go to the football field and hang out over there. You go to the baseball field and you go watch, or you find somebody that knows how to play baseball and you go ask. So if you want to know how to pray better, find somebody that knows how to pray. So, find a habit. Find something that is going to improve your relationship with God this week, this month. And let's work on these things. If we want to change the stereotype, if we want to be better, this is how we do it. It begins by creating habits that build our relationship to where we become different. Okay? It's like the guy said at the beginning of the song. I begin praying that God would change all of this stuff. And the prayer that I ended up with was, God, change me. If we hung out there for a little bit, it'd be amazing how much less we started praying, God, fix all that stuff. Okay? You are dismissed to your small groups.
Wait,
oh my. We take 2 weeks off and you think I've just quit everything?
Yeah.
Okay.